As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Coast to coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web, this is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the 2017 Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Nothing sounds like it or drives like it. Learn more at Subaru.ca. And by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Subaru, confidence in motion. Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, is your national radio motorsport authority. It's on the air. Eric Thomas, host and anchor. Lisa Pileski, our supreme commander and Raceline master control. Ryan Clark mans the network for us once again. Coming up, joining legends Richard Petty and the late Dale Earnhardt, Jimmy Johnson is now a seven-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion. We get some post-clinching race thoughts from Jimmy from the Homestead, Florida Media Center. Tony Stewart reflects back on the 18 years he's had in NASCAR now that he's officially retired from the Sprint Cup Series. Like a good pit stop in racing, your street car needs regular service to survive. Floyd Jones, Senior Director, After Sales at Prime Sponsor Subaru, tells us about a brand new high-tech service scheduler known as X-Time, where you can book your own service appointment. And we get to a few more of your final entries for the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest, your chance at the grand prize in the race wrap. Lewis wins the F1 wrapper in Abu Dhabi, but Nico is declared the champion. Montreal's Canadian GP is a definite go, and Hinchcliffe runner-up on Dancing with the Stars. So for race fans across Canada and close by U.S. border states, powerful sport, powerful radio for 24 years, this is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Lewis Hamilton, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Eric Thomas, it's Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network presented by Subaru. And here we go with the Raceline Race Wrap. Formula One, yes, their season capper. It's all done now, the Grand Prix of Abu Dhabi. Well, they just couldn't let them race, could they? I don't know why they fool with this, but they just like to do this. Lewis Hamilton ignored team orders to speed up, fearing Ferrari Sebastian Vettel could overtake both Hamilton and teammate Nico Rosberg, but Lewis instead tried to slow down and back Nico into the pack, hoping that he wouldn't podium and Hamilton would waltz away with a fourth championship. But in the end, Hamilton won. But Rosberg was right behind him in second place to claim his first championship. His dad, K.K. Rosberg, of course, very proud with that turn of events. Final F1 points. Rosberg outlasting Hamilton by only five. And that's not bad at all. Mercedes won the constructors thing, as you know, months ago. F1 files, sigh of relief all round, huh? The Canadian Grand Prix Montreal for TSN 690 confirmed on the 2017 schedule, with the city coming to an agreement with Moneybags Bernie. Following lengthy negotiations over circuit improvements, Montreal Mayor Denis Coderre confirming the June 11 race is a go, and tickets are now on sale. One catalyst, of course, Montreal teen Lance Stroll on the grid next June for Williams. Oh, and Ron Dennis is out, and Zach Brown is in as the new executive director of McLaren. They describe Brown's appointment as a significant part of a restructuring program. They can't win. They haven't been winning. They need to make an adjustment. NASCAR Sprint Cup, their season all done. Swan song for three-time champ Tony Stewart. Has he thought about his legacy?
I haven't. I mean, normally legacy means you're old. You know, you've been around for a long time, so I mean, it's been a fun 18 years, and not every part of it's been fun, and I've made your guys' life hell at certain points during my 18-year run here, but I've always said what was on my mind, whether it was popular or unpopular. I always fought for what I believed in, whether it was safety for other drivers or something, etiquette that was going on the racetrack or whatever. I always fought for what I believed in, and at the end of the day, I can sleep all right knowing that that's why I did it. It wasn't because I was trying to be a jerk or something like that. I just always spoke my mind and fought for what I believed in.
Also leaving Roush Fenway Racing, that is, Greg Biffle. Why? Winless in three seasons. That's why. Coming up, a few minutes with now seven-time Sprint Cup champion Jimmy Johnson as we plugged into his post-Homestead Media Center comments. IndyCar, Canada's James Hinchcliffe and partner pro Sharna Burgess finished second. In the final in Dancing with the Stars and ABC, while their scores were virtually identical all the way along, Hinch, the better dancer in my opinion and shared by many, lost the popular vote to American Olympic gymnast Lori Hernandez. The public voting element once again eliminates the better dancer, and it never should happen that way. You know what, though? Where did all this dancing talent come from, Hinch?
I wish I knew, E.T. I really do. I have to give a ton of credit, obviously, to Sharna for, you know, having a teaching style that really resonated well with me. And it was a lot of hard work. I won't lie. It was not something that came naturally. And she'll be the first to tell you that, you know, every Tuesday morning when we're starting from scratch, it was pretty rough. By putting in the hours and, you know, not being afraid of a little hard work, some long sessions and late nights and, you know, repeatedly watching videos, trying to improve, you know, it's amazing what can happen.
Hinch became an artist on that dance floor. He really did, with no previous experience. Unparalleled promotion as well for the IndyCar series and racing in general. The Rally News, a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. Baseline Radio Roadside to cover the second last run of the Canadian Rally Championship presented by Subaru. The Rally of the Tall Pines in Bancroft, just north of Toronto. Subaru's main open class duo of Antoine Lestage and Darren Garrett went into the Pines with 1 point out of the lead to Maxime Labrie. But Antoine took care of business, bursting into a big lead in stage one, never relinquishing the point on his WRX STI's power to come back as the CRC points leader heading into the season, capping Big White Rally in the Okanagan Valley in British Columbia next month. Subaru Team USA star Travis Pastrana. Did he attract a lot of attention? He had a blast practicing pace notes procedure in winter rallies. He finished about 2 minutes back of Lestage. Antoine's going to be on with us again next week on Raceline Radio. Oh, also great to have our Rally of the Tall Pines VIP contest winners with us over the weekend. Ola Fatigan and his sons Malachi and Isaiah, Sportsnet 590 The Fan Toronto Raceline listeners. Thanks once again all who entered. Good chance we'll do it again next year. The Fatigans really did enjoy themselves. NHRA Drag Racing, 2015 Funny Car Champ Dale Worship, leaving Kalita Motorsports to rejoin his family-owned Flopper team to take care of some unfinished business. Worsham walked away from one of the best rides in 2011 after he won the Top Fuel Championship. After claiming his 2011 Fuel title with Alan Nobby Racing, Worsham joined Team Kalita as crew chief for Alex DeJoria. Worsham delivered Connie Kalita's first Funny Car Championship as an owner last season. Bikes, Ducati says they know what they need to do to improve the MotoGP sickle for new rider Jorge Lorenzo after his first test. Less than 36 hours after winning his final race for Yamaha, 2017 recruit Lorenzo started testing with Ducati at Valencia, Spain last week. The two-day test, Lorenzo's only running with Ducati before preseason tests start officially at the end of January in Malaysia, as he is still contracted to Yamaha until New Year's. Jorge, third fastest on the 2016 sickle and eighth on the new 2017 Ducati. He did about 126 laps across the two-day test. Faces in the pits, just talked about this, but here's a little more. Over the last couple of months, James Hinchcliffe danced his way into national prominence with his footwork, his personality, and his hard work on Dancing with the Stars, huh? The 2016 Indianapolis 500 pole sitter emerged second in the end, as we said. However, you may not know, another legendary IndyCar name was considered before Hinchcliffe. His friend and frequent Raceline Radio guest, the legend, Mario Andretti, that's right, he's 76, says they asked him to join Dancing with the Stars, but he used every excuse in the book to sort of sidestep it. Mario told him he had too many commitments with Firestone, and Firestone said, no, go ahead and do this, Mario. So he says, I didn't know where to hide. But thankfully, James stepped up. He says, Andretti very proud of Hinchcliffe's success on the show, saying, quoting, I am so proud of how he took on this thing and went after the win, and you know he was very capable of pulling it off. Not only can this boy dance, his personality rings true. He's witty, fun to listen to, and his sense of humor is pure. He's been a great ambassador for IndyCar, and we hear everything Mr. Andretti said. Ex-Formula One rally driver Robert Kubica set competitive lap times during a tryout in an LMP1 sports car at the official World Endurance Championship rookie test recently in Bahrain. The Polish-born 31-year-old, who's raced only twice and sustaining injuries that brought his F1 career to an end in 2011. Kubica turned 27 laps in the car, saying, and quoting, that went okay, but I wasn't 100% comfortable. There's lots more to discover, end of quote. And Rick Hendrick expects Dale Earnhardt Jr. to receive final clearance from doctors over the next 6 weeks or so that will allow him to return in February in time for the 59th running of the Daytona 500 Classic, a race the junior has won twice himself. They expect to get the all clear sometime next week, they hope. Little Lee missed 18 races straight as he recovered from vision and balance problems caused by a concussion suffered in June. Jeff Gordon and Alex Bowman subbed in the number 88. And that's it for this week on the Raceline Race Wrap. Questions, opinions, comments are always welcome. Sure, share your thoughts with your fellow fans across the Dominion, because your comments could win you the grand prize in the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Contest. We draw the winner next week. All right, Lisa, pit stop time. Then our first guest, Subaru's Floyd Jones, tells us about their new high-tech scheduler where Sub owners can book their own service appointment. Then later, seven-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion Jimmy Johnson. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. See your local Subaru dealer for a performance drive today along the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jimmy Johnson, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
This is the Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas with you. Take a look at our Raceline Radio Network Facebook page. There's lots up there to see. Guest schedules, a full network affiliate list with broadcast times and a whole lot more. You can also follow us on Twitter if you dare at ET Raceline. Our presenting sponsor and partner, Subaru Canada, likes to keep everybody up to date on what's new with them. So as soon as I saw this thing, I had to do another corporate interview. Subaru is introducing a new service scheduling system where customers can book their own service appointment using their smartphones, their tablets, or their home computers, their electronic devices, kind of like the most efficient pit stop you've ever had. So let's get more on X Time with Senior Director After Sales at Subaru Canada. It's Floyd Jones on Raceline Radio.
The main goal of the company is to sell automobiles, sell Subarus, and promote ways to get, you know, the sales message out to customers and potential customers. But the service of these vehicles sold, I is it about the second most important revenue stream for the company and the dealers? Would I be accurate in saying that?
You would be accurate about that. However, service is also about making sure your customer's happy and enjoying their vehicle on a regular basis. So sure. It's about loyalty and retention as well.
So anytime you can improve the communication, I guess, between Subaru dealers and car owners, it allows those customers easier and more convenient ways to schedule service appointments. I mean, that's a big step forward. It's always presence of mind, but you're always looking for little ways to improve that communication, are you not?
Oh, absolutely. This way, people can schedule their service appointment through their smartphone, through their desktop.
Right.
They don't have to phone and wait on hold and, you know, try to figure out different things that are going on. They can give all their information directly online. They can book their appointment into a place that's convenient for them and a time that's convenient for them, and still give the dealer all the information required to get their car repaired in a proper, timely manner.
And it's all about building, too, Floyd, customer loyalty, too. I mean, ideally, you want that customer to come back to the dealership for all of its service. And most, I think, nowadays do. But you want to get that. If you can make it easier to book an appointment for service in the busy schedules that people have now, that's a step forward, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. In today's life, we all know we have kids, we have hockey games, soccer games. We want to make sure that, you know, we travel a lot. We want to make sure that we're making things as easy and convenient as possible for our customers.
Exactly. Floyd Jones is the Subaru Senior Director of After Sales on Raceline Radio. The one thing that I like about this is the fact that on your device, on your laptop at home or at your office, if you have to leave the car there for service, or on your iPhone or on your tablet, they can text you on the progress of that service. That's the other side of that. Getting onto the schedule is one thing. Now, you know, you've gone to the service place and you've waited there reading old magazines and watching television shows till you fall over. Or if you've left the car for service, you wonder, what time is it going to be ready? Well, it'll be ready around this time. They can text you actual updates as the service or repair or whatever the case is, as it's progressing.
Yeah, again, it's what the customer would like to see. So you can text them, we can email them. Ideally, if it's just, you know, a quick thing, like we found this problem with your vehicle, it's going to cost $12.99 to fix.
Yeah.
Is it okay to go ahead with it? The customer can just text right back and say, yeah, no problem, not at all.
So you don't have to be there to say, well, we found something over here with the brakes. You know, you came in for this, but we found something over here. You can text them and say, is it okay to go ahead and service that? And that just squeezes down the time to get your car serviced. You're not trying to find you to get approval to do that.
And not just text them. They can send them a picture of it as well.
See, that's something. Yeah, exactly. The picture. This is broken. We better fix this, right?
That's right. Yeah.
You're trying to integrate every Subaru dealer into one servicing system. So no matter where you are, I guess, Floyd, in Canada, that this will work as well, that once you're in the system, and if, just say, for instance, something breaks on your car, you need service on your car, and you happen to be in Winnipeg, but you got the car sold to you in Toronto, not a problem, because this is, it started in a few dealerships now, but it eventually is going to be national, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. So right now, it's part of our progression towards the connected car. So ideally what you would want, again, for convenience of a customer, if they're traveling from Toronto to Montreal and they want to get an oil change because they're away on business, they can go online, they'll show up as their servicing dealer in Mississauga or Toronto, mm-hmm. but they can choose the next closest dealer. You press a button, shows you where the next closest dealer is, gives you directions, and you can book that appointment.
What kind of feedback have you had from the customers about this so far? This is, when I saw the story, I said, this is so slick and so cool. I've got to talk to you about this. What kind of feedback are you getting on this?
Well, this is brand new for
exactly.
us. So we actually don't have a lot of dealers deployed yet for this particular program. Okay. So we're working on making sure the system is up and running properly. So we launched 3 weeks ago. We currently have 18 stores that are on board with another 35 that are due to come up within the next couple of weeks.
Director of After Sales for Subaru Canada, Floyd Jones, is our guest on Raceline Radio. The technology for the building of the cars is important, but for the servicing side, you guys really need to look at new technology, and this new X-Time scheduler is part of that, isn't it?
If you're looking at convenience today, I mean, our children are using smartphones and iPads like we've never seen anybody.
When they're 3 years old.
Exactly. So we need to make it as convenient for everyone else to do that. And technology really has a hand to play in everything that we do going forward in the future with the automotive industry.
Well, this is a fascinating story, and the correlation is between, you know, race cars and good pit service and making sure the cars don't break because you got to get to the end to win the race or win the rally. And this is just a more convenient way for your customers to get their car serviced or to get it repaired. It's a fascinating program. We'll check back in later on when more dealers are plugged into this, but it's fascinating. Thank you so much for the time. It's something I look forward to with my Subaru and to get a service this way.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
Senior Director of After Sales for Subaru Canada, there he is, Floyd Jones, on their Too Cool X-Time Service Scheduler coming to a Subaru dealer near you. All right, Lisa, another quick pit stop before we play our final round of the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest for the season. Then seven-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion, Mr. Jimmy Johnson. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network.
Yeah, this is Nigel Mansell, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, you know, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas. Good to have you here. Check out my Thomas Tales blog on the Canadian Motor Speedway website and my Thomas Tales columns in Inside Track Motorsport News magazine. Brand new issue out right around now. And on the web on the Raceline page at sportsnet.ca. So away we fly once again with our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Your chance to win the grand prize pack. This is the final week to play, as we'll announce this year's winner on the program next week. We ask you Subaru trivia questions, as we have all season long. Have to include the answers to those questions in your email of commentary to qualify to go into the break drum for the official draw to win the prize pack that is ready to go on the table downstairs. The winning entry is drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing campaign that approaches the end of the month just this week to play, and the winner claims the Subaru prize pack. Here's the question you have to answer to qualify to win the 2017 Subaru WRX STI. How long does it take this automobile in stock configuration to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour? Pardon me, and what is its top-rated speed? I'll ask it again. All right, 2017 Subaru WRX STI. How long does it take this car in stock configuration to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour, and what is its top-rated speed? Use Eric at racelineradio.ca to get your email in here. You spell Eric with a capital E and a small K. You never, ever put a space between Raceline and Radio. I want to slide in a little thank you sort of Thomas Tales here, because we just got back. Pardon me. When you're tired, that's what happens. We were up all weekend long, really. It's an all-day rally with the Rally of the Tall Pines up there with our good friends and partners and buddies at Subaru. We're there at Bancroft, Ontario, not that far, but
3 hours and change, almost 4 hours north of Toronto in the lovely cottage country up there. And another round of the Canadian Rally Championship. This used to be the final round of the Canadian Rally Championship presented by Subaru, but they've added the Big White Rally in the Okanagan Valley in Big White country in British Columbia to finish off the schedule. They'll do that early next month. But we had another fine time. I'll tell you, it was probably some of the trickiest conditions that we've had, because the main roads were okay, but there was a lot of snow up there, and the stages in this rally, those roads were mostly snow covered, and in some parts deep too. And you really had to be on your game. It was a tire selection lottery, as Antoine Lestage put it, for the Subaru team. Of course, he and Darren Garrett, though, took off on the first stage. We were there stage side the entire day and through the night. They started about 9 o'clock in the morning, and they finish off at about a little after 10 o'clock with Victory Lane. And, of course, we had Maxime Labrie with a one-point lead on Antoine going into this second last or penultimate round, as the F1 writers like to say, the penultimate round, which, of course, is the second last round of the championship. You know how it goes. Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, there was a lot on the line. So Antoine and Darren Garrett took off and led the whole thing from start to finish. About a two-minute win over, the one and only Travis Pastrana, the stunt guy, but now a star rallyist with Subaru Rally Team USA. He wanted to get some practice doing winter road notes with his co-driver, and was really impressed with the conditions. I tell you, the fans mobbed him. They wanted all kinds of autographs, because his stunting stuff that he's done over the years has certainly precluded him in terms of a rally competitor. But he was right there. Couldn't match Antoine's pace, but you know, it was a good time had by all. And now Antoine with the Subaru Rally Team Canada goes into the final round with a points lead, and looking for championship number 8. So anyway, I also want to mention, too, we had our VIP contest winners, Olaf Fadigan and his two boys, Malachi and Isaiah. The kids were great. When the cars weren't there, they were playing around and in the snow, and all had a good time. Their first time that these guys have ever been to a rally, and they were excellent. They really were impressed by it, and it was really terrific to have them along. So we also want to thank Judd Buchanan and Ian Buchanan. In one of the stages at night, my eyeglasses and my cell phone fell out of my pocket into the snow, and I didn't know until I got back to the hotel. Panic ensues, but Judd and Ian drove me back out to the spot in the last stage before dinner. It was in the dark, and sure enough, lying there on was my cell phone face up and the glasses right beside it. I guess the black bear said, "I can't eat this," so he just put it down in the snow. 70% charge in the iPhone, and she's rolling. And what a relief, because you know what a pain in the neck it is when you lose something like that. But thanks again to Judd Buchanan and his rally organizing skills for the competitors, not for the competitors, but for people watching in the VIPs, is simply unsurpassed. And we do thank the Buchanans for that, and especially Judd and Ian for helping me find the lost property. Thanks again to Judd and to Ian and to Mrs. B at Vehicle Dynamics Group, Subaru's Joe Felstein. Ted Lalka was there, and our good buddy Brian Highland, who started our championship. It is a championship association between Subaru and Raceline some 24 years ago. So we need your entries and your comments last week to qualify. The 2017 Subaru WRX STI, how long does it take this thing to go from 0 to 60? What's its top-rated speed? Use eric@racelineradio.ca to connect with your email. Pit stop time again, Lisa, in a couple of minutes with our 7-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion, Jimmy Johnson. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. Test drive a BRZ Sports Coupe today for the ultimate in performance handling. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Richard Petty. We're coming right back on Raceline Radio.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru.
California's Jimmy Johnson clinching his seventh NASCAR Sprint Cup title is very simply a miraculous achievement as he now ties legends Richard Petty and the late Dale Earnhardt for most titles in one career. At age 41, Johnson is the youngest driver to do this and the quickest. 10 years to do seven for Johnson. Petty took 15 seasons, Big Dale 14. So through the courtesy of NASCAR media, a few minutes with his after title clinching win at Homestead, Florida, Jimmy Johnson on Raceline Radio. Jimmy, a wild, wild ending to a wild, wild race allows you to bank number seven. Give us your reaction.
Wow. I had this crazy, weird calmness through the last couple of weeks and then even through the race amongst all the chaos we dealt with and the fact that we ran, like, you know, behind those guys all night long, fifth, sixth, wherever we ran. And then we restart in the 22 and the 19 wreck, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, we've got a shot at this thing. What, I don't know why I've been so calm, but maybe it's in the cards. The next restart works out well. We get the second, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You know, this there's really a shot at this thing. So then I get the restart of my life at the end. I hit clear off at turn two, and it just all, like, I got the goosebumps going down the backstretch. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I look in the mirror, and the 22 is fading, but there was just something really interesting and different about my calmness and the relaxed nature that I had in the car. And I didn't know what the outcome would be, but I was very content and peaceful with whatever was coming my way. And then it ended up being the greatest thing in the world. So it's just wild.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if I answered your question. I went off on a tangent, but there you go.
He answered it fine. Jimmy Johnson on Raceline Radio, now seven-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion. Jeff Gordon said that you and Chad are the best he has ever seen in this series. What does a remark like that mean for you going into the future, Jimmy?
It's something I take a lot of pride in. You know, loyalty loyalty is a huge thing with me. And but he's a brother, and I'm so proud of him and so thankful that whatever drew us to one another and created this opportunity for us to start the 48 team and work together happened. It's amazing. I would not be here today as a seven-time champion without Chad Knaus. He deserves so much praise and so much credit for my success, for this team's success, for the success of Hendrick Motorsports and where it is and what's going on with it right now. So, and over the last 15 years, I mean, yeah, it's crazy to say that. I guess I'm getting old. But, you know, he's something special.
Jimmy Johnson on Raceline Radio, just being with this format, what was it like going into the race under this current format the first time that you've been in the Final Four since NASCAR instituted this format, you know?
It's different for sure. To come in with equal points and know that you've got to beat the competitors, I don't know, in some ways, took a little stress off because it's pretty simple what you had to do.
Yeah.
Although I looked at their rear ends most of the night and wasn't able to mix it up with them. And we certainly felt like, I'm sure the world felt like anybody but Jimmy Johnson was going to win the championship with 20 to go.
That's right.
And then
yeah.
It changed so quick with a green-white checkered at the end. So, you know, it's a pretty crazy format, to say the least.
Have you ever had a race that meant so much where things look so bleak at one point? And there's always been the joke about, you know, the luck of the horseshoe. If there was a place for it, where would it have been, Jimmy?
I guess the horseshoe only goes in one spot, but there's no room. what's wild is I never thought it was a bleak night. I mean, there was this weird, comfortable confidence I had all night long, and maybe weird is the wrong word to use, but I felt like something was going to happen and I was going to be okay with it. And for a while I came to grips with the reality of it being third, fourth, somewhere in there, and shaking somebody else's hand.
Yeah.
and being happy for them. And then it changed so quick at the end.
Jimmy Johnson on Raceline Radio, now seven-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion. Your dad said you sent him a text, and he talked a little bit about, you know, thanking him for being there over the years. Talk a little bit about that, Jimmy. He was surprised. Were you surprised to get something like that, you know, back from him? That, you know, he says he's never done that for me before. And were you aware that the text actually made him cry a little bit?
Yeah, I sent my dad, my mom,
my brothers and Rick Johnson a text last night, just thanking them for their love and support, and I'd make them proud today. And I didn't know what that exactly meant as I was sending it, and all the texts were a little bit different, but I don't know why, and as he mentioned, it's the first time I've done that. It was funny, it was getting a response back from him because I think he still has a flip phone, so no telling how hard it was for him to punch back what he did. But, yeah, I took the time to do that last night. I just wanted those five to know. You know, I was thankful for the love and support that they've given me over the years.
What did you tell your dad in your text, and how did he respond?
He's always had this yell, this yahoo, and that was, I think somebody else typed it for him because it actually said that, and there's no chance he did it. But as a kid going off a jump on a dirt bike, I could always tell where he was on the racetrack because I could hear him scream that.
Cool.
And that's what he texted back.
Winning races, Jimmy, and winning championships is not easy at all. Everybody knows that. But some years you seem to have been on a roll where you're the man and you're the one to beat and you're the favorite. But that didn't happen this season. But more fans cheer you now than boo you, and I think you've noticed that. And does this one feel any different than some of the ones in past years in terms of maybe, you know, being a little tougher?
Well, I guess, first of all, to speak to the point of the fan reaction, honestly, when I jumped in the back of the pickup truck after driver intros and they had the four of us and we were going around the track, I usually get flipped off a lot. I mean, they shoot me the bird everywhere we are, every state, everywhere we go. And I kept looking up and seeing hands in the air thinking they were shooting me the bird again. And it was actually seven. I mean, I all the way around the racetrack, everybody's holding up seven. And I mean, it just gave me the goosebumps. I'm like, wow, what a interesting shift in things. So I think the fact that we were in the position we were today to tie history, you know, even people wearing other hats and other T-shirts that normally shoot me the bird were holding up seven. It was really cool.
Yeah, very cool indeed. Jimmy Johnson on Raceline Radio, recalling an earlier victory celebration at the Brickyard. Your daughter, little Evie, didn't want to kiss the bricks, but at Homestead, you know, even Lydia seemed to be holding up seven. What did that mean, and what does it mean to have your family there, your daughters there with you, along with your wife in Victory Lane, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's, I mean, they're so young, it's hard to know exactly what's going on, but it means the world to me to have them there. And honestly, you know, the reaction that Shani had on her face was a lot like the reaction I had and what I was experiencing. I mean, we've been through some emotional stuff over the years, two children and all these great professional things that have gone on. I've never seen my wife put that expression on her face. And I mean, it said the world to me. She said she was in the fetal position in the motorhome as the laps were winding down.
Oh, no.
Kids were going nuts. They could see the race, what was going on TV, but didn't know why mom was in the fetal position. And so I guess it was pretty chaotic in the motorhome, but, it's, you know, they make such a sacrifice to let me go out and do my thing. So I'm very thankful. And in those moments, you know, sharing these moments with them mean everything.
Family in Victory Lane, but you had Jeff Gordon there. Dale Jr. was there. Even Tony Stewart was there, his final race in Cup. That's got to be pretty special, too.
Yeah, the respect from peers is, you know, truly one of the things that has always motivated me and has always hit me the deepest through my racing career, even back when you're a young kid at a local track and one of the local stars at the track, like, hey, good job, you know, saw what you did. I mean, I can remember feelings then, and it's the same feeling today. Before I even came off of turn four, Eric Amarola was running off the end of pit road, like the only person on foot running out there to congratulate me. I was like, holy cow, that's awesome. But all my teammates, Jeff Jr., Richard Childress, you know, that the nod from your peers, I mean, that really hits deep, and it means the world.
Yeah, what a world it is. 2016, now seven-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion, the amazing Jimmy Johnson on Raceline Radio, courtesy of NASCAR Media. Tied with Richard Petty and the late Dale Earnhardt, But is Johnson now considered one of the best NASCAR drivers of all time? I sure think he is. And even Richard himself has said, being so young, Johnson could easily win 8, 9, or even 10 championships before he even thinks about retiring. All right, Lisa, just one last pit stop to fire, and then we'll be back to set up next week's show and more on The Last Lap. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru, powered by the heart-pounding turbocharged WRX STI on the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Dale Earnhardt Jr., and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake doctor's orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
It's Raceline across Canada on the Raceline Radio Network, and that white flag means we're on the last lap, so we need to tell you what we're going to try and do next week. Our second last live show of the season will feature Subaru's Antoine Lestage after his rally at the Tall Pines fight for another Canadian Rally Championship. It'll be his eighth if he gets there. Our good friend James Nielsen from Inside Track Motorsport News will jump back in for a 2016 Formula One season wrap-up. And we announce this season's winner of the grand prize in our Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Enormous Raceline thanks going out to Jimmy Johnson, Floyd Jones, Tony Stewart, and NASCAR Media. Big thanks to Supreme Commander Lisa Valesky and Ryan Clark for operations pre- and post-production, and to our Subaru Raceline mailbag trivia contest players and qualifiers. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the 2017 Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Nothing sounds like it or drives like it. Learn more at Subaru.ca, and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Subaru, confidence in motion. Talk to you all again next week, right here on Raceline Radio.